Yeah. What it do, good people? You already know what the business is, man. Welcome to the Psychic Talk Podcast. This is the podcast where we deal with real life situations and real life transformation. Shouts out to all y'all beautiful people, man. Happy Sabbath. Happy Saturday, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just a blessing to be here, man. Shouts out to Evan Vision. You know what I'm saying? We going up the strong way, man. And we got an entrepreneur in the building. We got an artist in the building. Jack of all trades. We got the Queen Rosine. What it do, Queen?
Sac passe. How y'all doing out there?
Hey, man.
Salute to Street Nitty.
It's a blessing to have you in the building with us. What it do, Queen?
Well, you know, I'm here living the life in the A.
Amen. Amen.
Loving it.
Okay. So you said living in the A. So where you originally from?
I am from Miami, Florida.
Okay. Amen. Shouts out to Miami. How long you been out here in Atlanta?
You know what? They said I should have turned into a peach a long time ago, but I've been here. December will be 20 years.
Oh, yeah, you're a peach. You're definitely a peach.
But you know what I tell people? You cannot change a mango into a peach.
Well, we'll
because I'm not even a Florida orange either.
Well, you definitely
I was imported.
You got some peach in you, you know what I'm saying?
I love Atlanta.
Amen. Hey, that's what the business is then. So you came down here, with your parents or something when you were younger?
No.
What was the mission for success to come to Atlanta?
You know what? I came to visit, I think, in 2001.
Okay.
And then I came back in 02.
Okay.
I came back after I graduated and came up here.
Okay. So when you came down here the first time, were you messing with the music? How long you been doing music?
I've been doing music since elementary.
Okay. Amen.
My first instrument. I play instrument first.
Okay.
So my first instrument was a thing called a pianica. It's like a, you seen how, what's his name? The human DJ was blowing into that.
I seen it.
It's a smaller version. It's like a handheld smaller version of that.
And it's
a keyboard.
Okay.
So that was my first instrument. And then I played the alto saxophone after that.
Okay. Amen.
But I started writing music when I was like 13.
Okay. Hey, jack of all trades, for real. Do you still play the instruments?
I do still play the alto sax, but I don't play the pianica because I still know the keys.
Okay.
I just haven't touched one since.
So can we pull you out on the show and get you to bring the alto sax out?
I don't even have one. I'm looking to buy one.
Okay.
You do?
Hey.
What?
Hey, okay. You find out something new every day.
I know. You know, I don't know the guy's name, but the one that always come in with them instruments.
Who used to be at the Exclusive with the horn.
The big guy. He come in with the saxophone.
I had to back up off on for a minute.
Really?
Yes, another story. Another
time. He got a nice saxophone.
Great.
It's great. Yes, it is.
Yeah, but he got down. Hey, sometimes he go totally left field with you. So shouts out to JD. You know what I'm saying? Amen.
Great musician.
Amen. So hey, we're gonna get that thing from you, and we're gonna borrow it. We're gonna bring out there with it. God,
yeah.
Amen. That's what the business is. So tell us a little bit about the Queen Rosine. You know, like what it is exactly that you do.
Well, I am a radio host. I am a musician. I create. That's what I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I create. Of course, I am a musical, you know, I write music. I like writing music.
Okay.
So I am a writer. I do write. I am in the process of writing a screenplay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I am learning. I'm learning that's not something that I was passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
I just had some friends that's into that.
Okay.
We also do like promotions as well. Shout out to CME.
Okay, amen.
Promotions with Love and Imp and Lucky. We, you know, we done combine our resources together so we can work together. Unity.
Amen.
So
amen.
We support that.
Amen.
I also am a hair braider, and I also do locks. Been doing hair since I was 9, so that's like second nature.
Okay.
So regardless of whatever field I'm in working, I'm always have my clients that I do hair.
Amen.
Yeah, so.
That's what the business is. So how did you and And I ain't mean to cut you off because it sounded like you were finna say something.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, because I be cutting people out when I try to. How did you in love? How did you in love meet?
You know what? I was on DWC Radio.
Okay.
And she's connected with them. And so I will always see her, you know, promoting in the clubs. And then we met up at Upscales.
Okay.
So when we met up at Upscales, we did the Sexy Lingerie podcast, which we have that coming up in May.
Okay, okay. Yes. I've been to one of them. Pretty nice, pretty nice. Amen.
Yeah, so we, ever since then, we just kind of like jailed together and just started doing some work together.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
Amongst the, I met Lucky there too. Imp, I met Imp at DWC Radio when I was a host there.
Okay.
Yeah, so I met Imp. Amen. Probably like a year prior.
Amen. Amen. As an artist, you know, maneuvering around, you say that it is definitely good to expand your talents.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of artists, they come in as artists and they stay there. And they don't realize you got so many other, because you might come in as an artist, but that might not be the door you come through. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
As much as you would like to come through that door. So it's like, you know, what is the importance of taking advantage of situations? If you would give some advice to an up-and-coming artist.
Well, I say take advantage of every opportunity that comes your way and leave your ego at the door.
Amen.
You got to kill the ego because that right there would kill a whole project that I'm in there.
Amen.
Yes. So
amen.
I would tell them, and, you know, just focus on the goal that they're trying to achieve and accomplish, and everything should run smoothly.
Amen. That ego. Ego is deep because a lot of people don't realize ego got something to do with emotions.
It does.
And a lot of times we're walking around here in emotions, and we're making decisions that are executive decisions off of emotions, when sometimes you might need to hold up. Why are you mad and come back to that decision later on? Because
right.
You can trick yourself out of a situation like that.
Always.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So definitely, growing up, you know what I'm saying, as a female in the music industry, who were some of the people that you looked up to or inspired you to want to get into the field?
To be honest, it wasn't even a person because I played instruments first.
Mm.
So it was just the love of music because my family's from Haiti. So every time we would fly into Haiti.
Okay.
You get off the airplane. You won't get out. Like, you know, y'all got the airport. We got the airport too, but it's outside.
Okay.
You got to get out down the stairs. Once you get to the airport, it's like a band right there. And that's that part used to always amaze me. Just the band just playing. So instruments always and like amaze me. And music is healing.
Amen.
It is. Good music.
Amen.
Because, you know, there's good and bad. It's a yin and yang to everything.
Yes.
So good and bad. But music is pure. It's pure. Something from the soul.
Amen. And a lot of people don't realize that the frequencies is everything.
Exactly.
The energy that you put out here. And, you know, and it's good for parents to monitor their kids, to watch what their kids are listening to, watch what their kids are looking at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because frequencies is everything. Vibrations is everything. You can have a song in your head that you're not even thinking about, like in real life doing this stuff, but it's in your head so much, you catch yourself saying it, and you, that thing you know, you
didn't manifest it.
Yeah, something that you ain't even really want to manifest, you know. So definitely frequencies, people got to watch what kind of music they put out. Since you've been in the music industry, had there ever been a time that you had to make a difficult decision, you know, on a situation to deal with the music? Like, you really went for sure about it, but, you know, you had to make a choice.
You know what? Like, doing collabs with people, that, because I've done some collabs with females in the past, and just like I said, that's why I say check the ego.
Amen.
We all had ego problems.
Amen.
So we were bumping heads and all that. We done created the music. The stuff is good, but we can't even use it because guess what? We don't even talk to each other.
Amen. Amen. That's the craziest situation. And it's something I've been praying on myself lately, because a lot of times it seems like the creator will unify you and put you around the right people sometimes. But for some reason, it got somehow y'all bumping heads for, you know, and it might be them, it might be you, who mm-hmm. to say. So now I've been at a place where, because I'm a type of person, like I really don't trust people like that. So I be a fallback type of person.
Right.
And sometimes I might fall back too quick. You see what I'm saying? So now I'm trying to check the situations that I'm in and like, okay, Lord, is this something that you want me to even be in, period? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so being in the right situations definitely matter. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
What made you come up with, it's a song on One Monkey Don't Stop No Show.
Oh, man.
What made you come up with this idea?
You know what? The track came from, shout out to Sherm Productions.
Okay.
Sherm has worked with a lot of people in the industries from the time he was like 16.
Okay.
I call him an old school dude, but he's in his 30s, but he has worked with a lot of people. He was in a studio that I was managing at the time, and I'm going to be honest, that song, I heard the beat, right? Mm-hmm. But I kept hearing that line, "One monkey don't stop no show." And I was going through some stuff because I had the same females that we did the music with, they kind of like stepped into what I had going on and blocked my opportunity on purpose.
Mm.
So that's how the song was created. Mm. And it was created for one specific person. And she knows it was created for her.
Hey, what you say, Quinn? You had to let her know one monkey don't stop no show.
At all.
And you know, that's how life is, really. When one door closed, like the creator always got another door
exactly.
open. It's just on you if you want to walk through the door. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of time people spend too much time dwelling on the door that closed. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, we got to jump off dead and go on to the next thing smoking. I like that song. You know what I'm saying? I think you came to the one of the events we did, and man, the whole crowd, they just kept saying the hook. Matter of fact, yeah. I think they said run it back.
You yeah, a cappella. Saying? They dropped the dog on track, the beat.
Yeah, so that song definitely is touching people. You know what I'm saying? When you prefer to write or just come off top of the dome?
No, I always write because I'm not gonna lie to you, I make love to the track.
That's what you
say. Even though it's coming from off the top of the dome, but you have to incorporate your emotions into it. So I would literally take a track and spend a whole 7 days with it.
Mm.
That's just all my tracks, I'm spending 7 days with you.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And out of them 7 days, whatever I come up with, trust me, by the third day, I'm done really writing.
Mm.
The rest of them days, I'm just memorizing.
Right, right.
And so I go into the studio. That's how I'm able to record, because I used to record with the paper and it didn't sound right. Like, it still wasn't right. But then I was like, I need to memorize my stuff and then just go in there and just like one take it. So
Amen.
That's what I've been doing.
For an artist or someone that's listening, what kind of advice would you give them on memorizing your verses? Like a tip for really, because a lot of artists don't be able to memorize their verses like that. And I can tell when they go perform. A lot of them, when they go perform, they saying some of the words and some of them. So what kind of advice would you give to an artist on learning how to memorize your music?
I've gotten so good to where the process that I do, that right there will automatically, it's like programming, repetitive programming. Mm-hmm. It will automatically, I got songs that I have not recorded, but if the beat come on, I could sing it the whole way there, the way I wrote it.
Right.
Without looking at the paper. And it's several songs that I need to go record, but that's how I do it. So I tell them to try to memorize it before your recording process.
Mm.
Because once you get inside the booth, you can already have your emotions, where to breathe, you know what I'm saying, where the pockets are at, all of that. You can have that all down packed. And then by the time you go perform it, you already done memorized it before the process of recording it.
Mm. Practice do make perfect.
That's it. And it kill you. It'll help you in some time too.
Amen. Amen. That and the reason I asked, cause that was something I had difficulty with. I used to have a song, I know the song, but when I go perform it, and that's when I had to start practicing. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So I wanted to get it from another artist. With the styles and fashions that's out here now, do you prefer to create your own style and fashion, or you like the trend that where they already got trending out here?
I've never followed the trend.
So you create?
Yeah, I just go with whatever goes with me. I never have followed the trend.
Amen.
I'm not a person that go after labels. You know, some people like labels. Mm-hmm. I'm not on all of that because I'm like, I feel like I'm the one that make the clothes.
Amen. Amen.
There's no need to put a label on it.
Amen. Hey, you just said something that's nothing but the truth. Cause like I be wearing these troop shoes, right? From back in the days. Okay. And a lot of people though, they be like, what is them? But me knowing who I am, I know that I'm finna make these troops to stand out to the T.
Right.
And a lot of times people don't realize it's not the clothes. It's you.
Never
it's the
was.
Person that's in the clothes. Man, I done seen brothers in city trend with the stuff that I wouldn't even consider wearing. You know what I'm saying? But man, them brothers be out there rocking that stuff. You think they were millionaires. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely can feel that. Can you tell us what it's like on a regular day basis. You got kids?
Yes, I do.
How many kids you got?
I have 3 sons.
Okay. They ain't playing about mommy, is they?
Man, you know what? I pulled up at a gas station, right?
Uh-huh.
This was a couple days ago. And ladies, we have to be mindful when we have sons of how we interact with the male species when we're out in public. So I went in, paid for my gas, and when I came out, it was a guy.
Hmm.
He had took the nozzle from my side and put it in his side. Yeah, so my son was sitting in the car. He didn't even pay attention. So I came out, and my gas was pumping in his dually.
Why would he do it?
So I came right, and I said, oh, so you're just going to pump my gas, huh? And he was like, by the time I said that, my son got out the car. And I was like, I looked to the left, and I was like, oh, okay. I have to defuse this situation because I forgot. I got boys.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't want him to get into no, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't need no problems. So, therefore, I spoke to the guy. And the guy actually, he was like, I'm sorry. He actually put extra in my tank.
As he should. Hey.
But I say, ladies, we have to be mindful of how we react to things when we're in public, especially when you have sons, because they will buck.
Amen. How was your son who was with you?
17.
Oh, yeah, he was ready. Hey, he was looking like, hold up, man. I already know how that go, man. Hey, thank God for the sons. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Amen. So on a regular day, like, how do you balance out, you know, work? Because do you work a regular job or you just straight entrepreneur?
Well, I've been entrepreneurs for 2023, but that was a tech.
Okay.
I was a tech. Yep, a quality assurance tech. And I've been doing, now I'm doing my cleaning service on top of doing, the hair thing is picking up. I'm not even going to question God where it's coming from because I just say I'm grateful.
That's right.
So I've been moving around on that. You got to pretty much work around the children's schedule.
Amen.
You really do. You just can't, like, even when I was working at night, I still had to wake up in the morning, make sure they was good, give them breakfast. Now, they can cook breakfast on their own. But, you know, when I was, my routine would be motherly duty first and then everything else around it.
Right. Amen. Hey, that's what the business is, though. You know, you have to learn how to balance it out. Get that out there, too. But, yeah, you have to learn how to balance it out. You know what I'm saying? Balance is everything. You know what I'm saying? So it looked like, what is it? Where you grow up at? In the city of, I'm looking at something that I put on here earlier. So since you've been in Atlanta, what would you say? You seeing the music evolve and change since you've been in Atlanta. How you like the scene?
When I first got here, what it was, T.I., Shawty Low, they was out when I first got here.
Right.
And then I paid attention because I said at some point I started paying attention to the African culture, how they came here.
Right.
And I started paying attention to their music, and I was like, they're going to take over the music scene. And I give them about 5 years, and I...
To the African culture.
Yes, they took it over. They literally did. This is before a lot of them was getting, like, millions of views. They were just getting thousands, and then... At some point, they just took off because their music is very inspirational. So now it's up in here. The Jamaican community music, the music scene is off the chain. The my people, the Haitian community, our music scene is becoming off the chain. So this is where it's at. The hip-hop community always been off the chain here.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I know you've seen it evolve because I've seen it evolve. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to everybody out there doing their thing. If you were to give some advice to an entrepreneur, like what would you tell them to stay motivated when you're entrepreneur and you living off of your entrepreneurship? You know what I'm saying? No right. regular job. How? What would you tell an entrepreneur to and to stay motivated? Like, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would tell them to meditate. Because it's going to be ups and downs always. There's no, like, it's not like you're going to a 9-to-5 and you're working and you know what you're getting paid. You're going to have some highs and some lows always. But remember to always have something else to fill in that gap.
Amen. Amen. And you said it right there.
Something else to fill in that gap.
A lot of people don't like to go through the struggle. One thing that I looked at and the word that came to me, since I've been on my journey, I deal with so much opposition. Opposition, like that's the word for it. Yeah. That I heard some say that I got to take this thing by force. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't going to be handed to me. The more I feel like it's my turn or whatever, it's got to be taken by force. You know what I'm saying? Because the closer you get to your breakthrough, it's like the more life can throw curveballs at you.
Right.
So that's when I feel like they say it's for the strong. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely for the strong. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, it's definitely a blessing to have you on the show. Which I thought I seen you with some questions yourself.
I sure did. I ain't
want to let you slide out of here. You know what I'm saying? We usually don't have nobody come question the questioner, but she said she had some questions for me. So I'm open. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we do appreciate you coming in and rocking with us on the Psychic Talk podcast. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Talk to him, Queen. What it do?
All right. I say, what advice do you give your daughter? Do you have daughters, right?
I got five.
Oh. What advice would you give your daughters about dating?
What advice that I would give my daughters about dating? I really hate to give them this type of advice because I don't even like to think of them dating, but I know they got to date.
You got to give it to them.
Because my oldest, man, she just had a grandson on me. You know what I mean? I got a grandson with her.
You just had a baby?
Yeah.
So you granny papa?
Yeah. I can't have no more. But yeah, she just had a baby. And it was a surprise to me. Because how she came about it, she just hit me up out the blue and say, hey, I got a surprise for you. And I'm like, what? She said, you're a granddaddy. I was like, wow, okay. So what a way to find out. But I definitely would tell my daughters, you know, to watch, you know, the men that you deal with. I try to be an example. So I'm not a perfect man, but I want to be an example to my daughters that when they look for a man, they can look for a man that makes sure he help out around the house, a man that can show some love to the mother for the ones that, you know, whether I'm with their mother or not, still show love. You know what I'm saying? Because even though I'm not with three baby mothers, and I'm not with two of, you know, but I still want the mothers to be successful and whatever they do, because if the mothers ain't good, how can the kids be good? You know what I'm saying? So I teach my daughters to get somebody that's going to treat you like a queen, somebody who's going to love you, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you just got to try the spirit by the spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, try the spirit by the spirit. So basically, what you see a lot of times is what you get. You know what I'm saying? When you meet people, a lot of time what you see, it is what you get, you know? So, yeah, so it's a tough one dealing with the daughters, you know what I'm saying?
So what about the sons?
Oh, man, I got one of them. He done went and jumped out the porch, and he got a baby on the way. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Grandpapa.
Hey, man, he done got his first little shot, and he done left everything. So I would give him enough advice or any other, go to school, finish learning first, you know what I'm saying? Get you a job. If you're going to deal with a young lady, get somebody who like you as much as you like them. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a lot of situations out here where people be in relationships and they like people more than the person really like them. So definitely get somebody that like you more, just as much as you like
right.
them. And don't get nobody that's going to take you away. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You know. So, yeah, so that's the advice I would give them.
Okay. Now, have you ever traveled outside of the country?
No, not yet. Looking forward to it, though. I am looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, one of my new clients, the lady hair I braid, she's a she does like group traveling.
Okay.
She just came back from Dubai. She has a thing that she's putting together for Ghana for
okay.
December.
Okay.
She's going back to Dubai next year in March.
Okay. Man, I seen some on social media and it's crazy because, you know, it's a lot of talk that going on, right? Okay. And one thing I seen was Young Thug just made a post on his page. On his page, he got a post and it got Gunna's new song that he just came out with. It say something about taking the trial or whatever, but it's Gunna's new song on Thug page. So Thug put it on now. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, we gonna see more, you know what I'm saying, what's going on out here. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Man Freedom. You know what I'm saying? But that's what the business is. But yet, I haven't been out of state yet, but I'm looking forward to touring and everything. I feel like I'm at my best peak. I've been in the industry for a minute, but I feel like I'm closer than I ever been in my life.
Right.
Amen.
Okay. What direction you think hip-hop has taken?
It's taking a direction of, because, you know, it's all about artistry. You know what I'm saying? So each artist can paint the picture however they want to paint the picture. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's a lot of diversity out here.
Right.
And there's a lot of room if you are creating your own. If you're creating your own thing, I think it's enough room out here that you can stand out if you stick to the script.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think about the overall.
Okay.
Yes.
And one last thing.
Okay.
Do you eat Caribbean food?
No, but I haven't, but I will.
Okay.
Hold on. Is Caribbean and Jamaican the same?
Now, Jamaican food is Caribbean food, but you know there's other islands.
Okay. So
that's here. Like, they got Trinidadians with the roadies.
Okay.
And the doubles. Yes. Ooh.
Okay.
You got the Haitians, us.
Okay.
With the fried fish, the grillo, the banan peze,
okay.
rice and beans,
well,
of course.
Amen.
We, they have the African culture. It's a lot of people, like, I think I need to do a food channel. But I done tasted all kind of food here. But
amen.
It's a large.
Well, I haven't had all the Caribbean food, but I definitely have had some Jamaican and jerk chicken and the bread and stuff like
cocoa
that.
Bread.
Yeah, I like that cocoa
yeah.
bread. You know what I'm
cocoa
saying?
Bread.
So definitely. Yeah, so I look forward to give me some of that food. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get you.
You're around us long enough, you're going to get some.
Amen. We look forward. So what can the people expect more from the Queen Wozine? What can we expect from you?
Yes, more music, of course, coming soon. We're going to be working on visuals. You can expect, we have our fundraising event coming up May the 13th at Universal Car Wash in Decatur.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's called Bikini Tops and Short Shorts. Y'all bring y'all whips out.
Hey, man, I'm bringing mine out there.
Yes,
bring
the whips out. We have a showcase coming up, too, at Upscales, May. Y'all, I don't kill me, but I forgot the date, but I think it's 20-something.
hey.
Let me see. I have... It's we're going to be taking some trips, you know, because we're passport ready, too. So we've been working on some stuff overseas as well. So,
amen. Amen.
That's what y'all can expect. And
amen.
That was about it.
Amen.
More of Woe Z.
So look, yeah.
The radio show. Like Woe Radio, I will be broadcasting on You Choose Radio.
So. Amen. So that's a station that y'all got. That's the what you all used to be on air with? Cause you,
no, I was with DWC, but I'm with You Choose now. We pretty much, we can really pop up because the software, we can pop up anywhere.
Okay. Yeah, amen. So. Remote. So that's where the business is. Well, it's definitely a blessing to have you come on the Psychic Talk podcast and share, you know what I'm saying, with our viewers, you know what I'm saying? Bring them to your world, you know what I'm saying? And we look forward to bringing you back again, you know what I'm saying, coming out there fellowshipping with y'all. Y'all make sure y'all tap in with them, y'all. May the 13th, they got the Bikini Car Wash, man. So it's going to be off the muscle. Y'all tap in on that, man. You know, shouts out to everybody who tuning in, man. Welcome to the Psychic Talk podcast. This is the podcast where we deal with real life situations and what real life transformation. So y'all stay tuned in. Shouts out to everybody. Yeah.